following audio is a podcast from Leader Breakthrough, an organization committed to coaching and resourcing the personal development of risk-taking kingdom leaders. For more information, visit www.leaderbreakthrough.com.
Hello, welcome to the Leader Breakthrough podcast. I'm Patrick.
And I am Terry. We're glad you're here.
Thanks for being here, Terry. We're going to talk about finishing well and how God shapes leaders over time. So the starting place is going to be the book, The Making of a Leader,
right,
that made waves when it came out.
Yeah.
So what's the background of this resource?
Yeah, this book has been out for a while, and yet it continues to have, I think, some pretty significant impact, because what J. Robert Clinton, which we all call Bobby, he's been my mentor, was able to do was shift the paradigm on the topic of leadership development. I think up to the time this book was written, pretty much everybody described leadership development as, how do you recruit? How do you train? How do you actually deploy more leaders? And that was leadership development. But what Bobby was able to do is actually, I think, help us better understand this whole topic, because leadership development isn't just about skills and abilities. It's about character and who the person is. So what Bobby decided to do was to go after better understanding how God shapes us over our lifetime. And he basically switched it from the fact that he saw leadership not as position, but as influence, and that a leader is somebody who influences God's people toward God's purposes. Therefore, you know, it's a much broader definition. Leadership is not about position. That's not what gives you influence. What gives you influence is the deeper work God's doing inside of you. So that was pretty groundbreaking. And even though I think it came out kind of in the 80s, it's still around, because I think that's the paradigm shift that we needed, away from just thinking of leadership and leadership training as mechanical, to back to the person itself. And that paradigm now is actually being talked about a lot. And what's being talked about is not just what a leader can do, but who a leader is. Bobby brought them both together, and that's why I think it was so groundbreaking. And for me, it's literally changed 30 years of my journey to help me better understand that God is at work shaping me. We don't make leaders, really. Our key is to try to help align, help people identify, help people see how God is shaping them. And that's how you develop leaders that'll make a difference.
But a lot of the writing came from research that he did. Could you talk about the research side?
Yeah. Real quickly, anywhere from 4,000 to even 5,000 case studies were worked on, which is amazing, which gives this more than just, hey, anecdotal stories. He actually studied biblical, historical, and contemporary passionate Christ followers, people who were leaders, but not just pastors or you know, missionaries, people who also just wanted to live their life for him. And by that, all of a sudden, insights began to emerge, commonalities began to, themes and patterns started to surface, and gave us now some insights in terms of how does God shape your and my life over our lifetime to make a difference. And really, it helps, the research helps give us a better understanding of Ephesians 2:10, the good works which he created us to do before time began. So there's a wide swath and breadth of research behind a lot of now these thoughts related to how we better understand who God's made us to be and what he wants us to do. So it's pretty cool.
And specifically, one of the stats that he found that was surprising was related to finishing well. So if you could tell us the stat and then tell us what he defined as finishing well.
Yeah. Of all the research and of all the things that surfaced it, probably the most startling thing was the reality or the truth that even though a lot of us start well, there are only few leaders and few passionate Christ followers who finish well. And probably the most startling thing of the whole thing was it's under 50%. In fact, you know, on a just kind of a broad stroke look at it, only about one out of three actually finish well. And so every time I share that with individuals, that was the net of the research itself, you know, the immediate question is, so what is finishing well? So, and then now I can determine what it is they didn't do. And it can be summarized in three basic ways. People who finish well have three kind of core characteristics. One, they're more in love with Jesus at the end than in the beginning. They're more passionate for him. They're deeper in their journey with him. They've decided to continue to explore who he is. The second thing is they're more passionate about his mission than their own at the end of their life. So they're more in love with him at the end of their life than they were when they started. And they're more passionate to see what he offers be extended to more people. So they're not about at the end trying to just make sure they've got all the goodies and security and everything. They are passionate about seeing and joining his mission in the world today. And then the third thing is they're more sacrificial of time, talent, and treasure. Easy to be generous in the beginning when you're overwhelmed with God's love. But after you've gone through all these stages of your journey, after you've interacted with the question of why, after you've seen things happen, after you begin to confront the fact that, you know what, bad things happen to good people, even then, you're more generous. You're more sacrificial. You want to take what you have and give it to others so that they do it better. So those are the three kind of broad stroke characteristics that you can actually hang around and provide the environment for what it means to finish well. Yeah.
Yes, we've got the three main tenets there, but how do we go about finishing well? Where do we start?
Well, you know, it's a good question. And, you know, when you look at, you know, years and years of research in people's lives, one of the things that happens is you kind of begin to see some postures, some key actions and attitudes that individuals take. And actually, they're almost like guardrails, Patrick. They kind of keep you on the road. And it's interesting to me. I speak all over the place, and even in other countries, and yet it's like we all got a same email. When I ask people, what do you want to hear at the end of your life? Almost everybody says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Well, that comes from the parable of the talents. That comes with not bearing what you have, but investing what you have and helping you stay on the road to finish well. And these guardrails kind of keep you moving. And so quickly, five of them. Two of them actually are attitudinal. And when you look at those who finish well, one of the characteristics, key characteristics, is repeated times of renewal. They're God chasers. They actually didn't settle on yesterday's revival. They chased him. Another thing that they were doing is lifelong learners. They continue to allow God to shift their paradigms. By the way, you're not going to get to the end and finish well without a series of paradigm shifts. You're going to have to see yourself and him differently. So there's that sense of always learning and the reality that there's informal learning, non-formal learning, formal learning. Formal learning is the going off to school, but non-formal is kind of what we're doing right now with a podcast. And then informal is, you know, sitting around having a discussion. So they're always learning. They always want to know. They're always in a quest to know more about themselves and him. And those are two attitudes. And only really you can foster those. But then there's three key actions. One of them, lifetime perspective. In other words, they spent time disengaging from life in order to get the big picture of their life. We tend to live situationally. God calls us to live sovereignly. So the reality is they want to see, they want to know, not just what is going on from their perspective, from God's perspective, lifetime perspective. Second thing, dynamic calling. They were people who didn't lock it in. They didn't decide early on, this is it, and stayed only down that path. They were allowed God to unfold their calling over time. I think this is one of the traps or the danger points, even with our visioning discussions that we have all around the time. Sometimes we can lock it in too quick. Well, they had a dynamic calling. They were willing to let God continue to unfold it and kind of reveal it. And then the last one, a key action that they took was that of mentoring and getting help and turning to others and not being a lone ranger. And when we talk about mentoring, it's really mentoring coaching. It's getting somebody alongside. And they not only experienced it, but they actually did that too. So they offer it to other people, because we all know you don't really know something till you have to exchange it and share it with other people. So it's mentoring coaching. So if you look at it, it's like two attitudes. Nobody can give you those attitudes, no matter what. That person renewal, lifelong learning, and then three actions: the lifetime perspective, dynamic call, mentoring coaching. That's a lot, but it at least gives you a quick summary of what are the guardrails that are constructed to help people actually stay on track and potentially finish well. So,
and as guardrails are not really a checklist that you run down and just tick the box and say, I got these. And as we talk about it, I see for myself, personal renewal is something that's being highlighted that I need to make sure in my life right now, this is a good thing to focus on.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think you hit it right on the nail right there. That's right. Right. Hammer, nail. Yeah. You hit it on the nail. And that's that bottom line is, you don't go, okay, personal renewal, tick. I have that in my life. Check that off. Lifelong learner. You got to keep coming back to these. So, you know, you're going to find that one of them will surface versus the others. And for me right now, dynamic call. The reality of God's taking me in this stage of my journey to a place that's different than where I was before. And so it's allowing him to unfold. And it has characteristics of what I've always done. But in the days ahead, I know what he wants me to do now is not just do it as much as exchange it, give it away, help others begin to do it. So they change where, you know, early on, I think I'm with you. Before where I was right now, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, it was personal renewal as God was getting me ready for the next stage. So they go back and forth. They're not something that you complete. They're something you use to continue to check off where you are. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. We have to keep coming back to these. It would be great if there was an organization that maybe could help us.
You know,
five things.
It would be unbelievable if there was an organization that would help us with those five things. That would be unbelievable. And wait, there is. I facetiously say and follow your bait. Leader Breakthrough has basically been organized around these five things. So we got tools to help you with those three action things. We've got tools to help you with lifetime perspective, timeline being a classic. It's unbelievable how many people have done timelines and being able to gain a lifetime perspective. We've got some online processes and some things you can do with other people to help you with calling, contribution, convergence. We got these tools, Focus Living, Apex, Resonance type deal. And then we made a big push to train and develop coaches and even help people who aren't, you know, hanging a shingle with coach, learn the skill of mentoring and coaching. Mentoring and coaching are the two core discipleship skills. They're not just buzzwords. They're key things. So we've been trying to teach people on that. So we've got resources in those three areas, but we've also tried to foster those two key attitudes. We've done some stuff and actually got some tools to help people go deeper in their intimacy. And we've also got some things of delivery of different content in different ways to help with that lifelong learning. And remember, nobody can give you those first two. You got to get those on your own. It's got to come welling up from a passion to love Jesus with your life. But then those other three, there's some tools and resources that can help you. And then that's been the framework of Leader Breakthrough all along, to help resource, especially the development of passionate Christ followers who are willing to take risk in these five areas. So, yep.
But if someone's listening to all this for the first time, it can be really overwhelming. It's a lot of different things. Where would you recommend that they start?
Yep. Yep. Slam dunk. Slam dunk. You ready for this, Patrick? Timeline. Timeline. Boom. Timeline itself is the key. The power's in your story. So if you've never interacted with any of this stuff before, creating a timeline is absolutely the place to begin. And it's why on our website, you can go there and there's a button and we got all the resources. It's absolutely free. Here's how to create one of these deals. We've helped thousands upon thousands of people create post-it note timelines. And, you know, it's unbelievable as they tell their story and see their story, God begins to invade their story. And it is one of the most powerful exercises I've ever experienced. And we've helped in all of our processes show people how they can experience. And it's amazing. It's not just doing a timeline, but it's actually walking somebody through your timeline. Because the more you talk about the story, the more you understand your story. And we rarely get a chance to look at our whole life. We're oftentimes just talking about, you know, a specific incident in our life. But in a timeline, you see the whole thing at once. And that begins to start building a realization that, wow, I can see how God's been at work. Now it actually creates a new courage to join him in his work. So without a doubt, it's the timeline.
And you said thousands of people have done the timeline.
Yep.
And gone through this. So do you have a story of someone that pops in your mind that has been really impacted by the finishing well and the timeline that you could share?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what? I got a buddy named Rick. He lives back east. I'm out in the West Coast. Our lives have interacted down through the years. I met him probably 20, 30 years ago in a training event I was doing. And he's a local church pastor. And he was really, even at that point, kind of at the crossroads. Is he really going to jump in and do this thing called pastor and actually serve God with his life? And you know, it caught him at the right time. He did a timeline. He began to see what God was doing. He began to kind of roll that into a personal calling statement. Later on, I helped him with contribution. He's worked through some very, very difficult moments in his life, as well as, you know, trying to help others and lead others. And, you know, a couple weeks back, I got an email from him, which, you know, just totally warmed my heart, that basically said, Terry, this stuff has changed my life. This has kept me in the game. If I hadn't had gone down through some of these concepts and ideas, I don't think I would have made it. And he wasn't saying leader breakthrough, and nor did I interpret leader breakthrough. What he was really saying is, if I hadn't actually invested the time to try to get after what God was at work doing, there was probably a lot of things that would have taken me out. And I've heard that over and over from leaders and from individuals' lives. And so the stuff we're doing actually isn't just, hey, here's a new tool, here's the newest and the latest. We're talking about really aligning ourselves with the work of God and surrendering to his work versus actually building this whole thing on our work. And by the way, one of the things we found is the prize of surrender is revelation. So the more we're willing to surrender and align with God's work, the more we see about God's work. So, you know, Rick's story is my story. It's a story of lots of people who behind the scenes are doing the things necessary in order to stay in the game and finish well. It's pretty encouraging.
Well, thank you, Terry. I think that will wrap it up for today. And
great.
Thank you to listeners for joining us. As you journey towards finishing well and towards following Jesus with all your heart, may you be blessed, and we hope this is encouraging to you.
Amen. And we'll see you next time. I'm Terry.
And I'm Patrick. See you later.
For more information, visit www.leaderbreakthrough.com.